On the political blog TalkingPointsMemo.com, Van Hollen is apparently heard discussing ways in which his department would fight voter fraud.
Doing what we can to make sure that those people who have illegally and illegitimately registered to vote don't have the opportunity on election day to show up and take away your vote by casting one that is not legal.
Van Hollen was reportedly talking to Republican leaders at the party's convention in Minneapolis before he filed a lawsuit to force Wisconsin to comply with the Help America Vote Act. At a candidate forum in Wausau last night, Democratic State Representative Donna Seidel said the tape seems to indicate that the lawsuit is politically motivated.
This attempt by Van Hollen is simply to disenfranchise up to 20,000 voters in the state of Wisconsin, where a very critical, crucial, close vote will be made on November 4th.
Seidel noted that Van Hollen chairs John McCain's election campaign, but Republican State Representative Scott Souter argued that voter fraud is a real problem, and Van Hollen is only trying to enforce the law.
And what he's simply doing is say, look, we've got to follow federal law. And I see no reason why you shouldn't have to prove who you are and prove that you are who you are and you live where you live. There's nothing wrong with that.
Van Hollen denies that his lawsuit is politically motivated. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.